The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Bill Meyer.
And son of a bee, he quit. At least running for, remember when it was the Ukraine thing? Son of a bee, they got rid of him. Yeah, they fired him. Joe Biden has fired himself, at least from the presidential race. That's, of course, the top national story just about everywhere. Everyone's talking about it this morning, and you're welcome to talk about it, too. It's 770-5633-770-KMED. And my email is bill@billmeyershow.com. The facebook.com/billmeyershowlive feed is up there, too. And, of course, also heard on 106.3, 106.7, and 105.9 KMED, 99.3 KBXG in Grants Pass 2, 6 to 9. Okay? And KMED.com. Wow. It's been like taking information from a fire hose the last 7-8 days, right? You know, you thought it was going to be another quiet weekend, but this is not a surprise whatsoever. Not a surprise at all. And, President Biden has taken himself out. Speaker Mike Johnson, though, is saying that he wants him to resign and that he also thinks that Kamala Harris should be held accountable for having covered up the infirmity of President Biden. You think it's a pretty good idea? We can talk about that and many other things this morning. The Oregon Democrat delegation wasted no time. I mean, after sticking the knife into Joe, then they're coming out. Jeff Merkley. I love Jeff Merkley. My favorite communist in the Senate here. I know, my tongue is firmly implanted in cheek here. Merkley, no president in my lifetime has done more than Biden. No one's done more than Joe Biden. He's achieved his historic successes in investments in American manufacturing, renewable energy, and infrastructure, strengthened our security, as nobody wants to sign up for the military, right? And repaired relationships around the world. Repaired. Okay. Throughout decades of public service, President Biden has led with humility and compassion. Was it humility and compassion, Senator Merkley, when Dark Brandon was in that dark black and red stage? Remember that speech a few months ago, railing on about, with bloodthirstiness in his voice, about those extreme MAGA Republicans? Humility and compassion. Hey, Senator Merkley? But anyway, he had a laser focus on making life better for ordinary Americans. Oh, does it make life better for ordinary Americans to do the Green New Deal, to make cars unaffordable, to get rid of cars that actually work for people and try to force people into really expensive vehicles that don't work for them? That's making life better for ordinary Americans. Let's see what else he's saying. Oh, I am grateful to have worked with him to serve the people and stand up to the powerful. And I respect today's decision that positions us to protect the programs he's championed. The election is between democracy and autocracy. I stand with a vision that commits to strengthening all Americans' well-being, and I'm going to be voting for Donald Trump. Of course, I made up that last part because we are talking about Senator Merkley. But a fellow can dream, can't he? Oregon Capital Chronicle reporting here. Earl Blumenauer actually fired off the first statement via email. Blumenauer, the only Oregon congressional member facing retirement at the end of his term, so he's the only Oregon congressional member who publicly called on Biden to step down. He praised the breadth of Biden's accomplishments, noting that they came as the country was stumbling out of the pandemic and recovering following an insurrection on Capitol Hill against his election. The president led our nation back from the brink, Blumenauer said. He reestablished our reputation on the international stage. He enacted landmark legislation to rebuild and renew America, lower prescription drug prices, bolster domestic manufacturing, and combat the climate crisis in the single largest investment made by any government at any point in history. Yes, because we all know that sending more money to the governor, to the government, rather, will change the weather. We know that. It's well known. It's been known forever, forever in our over the thousands of years. Well, you would pay the Well, back in ancient cultures, what you'd pay the medicine man, right, to change the weather, right? And so they're doing the same thing right now, except they call it climate change. Send money to the government, and the modern day versions of the witch doctors will do a dance for you, I guess. All right, quarter after six. Join the conversation, 770-563-3770-KMED. If you want to talk about Biden, that is fine. If you want to talk about Harris, because the cackler is supposed to be the heir apparent. It's not. We're not even really sure, though, if she's the candidate. And there's talk about having an open convention. Others are saying you got to keep the cackler because the cackler is the only one that that Brandon could transfer the hundreds of millions of dollars of funding to. And, of course, the money always matters when it comes to politics, right? It's always about the money. Anyway, 770-563-3770-KMED. All right.
Bill, this is Cliff from Zone CPT-001 calling you.
Hey, Cliff, how are you doing this morning? What's going on in your mind, huh?
Good. I wanted to get this out before it's lost in the minutiae of the politics. Last Friday, LCDC came out with a ruling that apparently Josephine County passed last February, relaxing building codes in Josephine County out in the rural.
That's right.
In the non-protected areas, but were protected by ODF. And outside of prescription fire departments and fire protection districts. So it was their ordinance was overturned, and they're saying that.
In fact, I'm looking at this. They reversed. This is on OPB, and thank you for sending me that story. OPB, so Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals reversed a change to the fire protection, and last year, county commissioners they relaxed the requirements so that some homeowners no longer had to prove they were included in a fire district to protect their home in case of fire. So that was the bottom line of that, right? Right, Cliff?
Yeah. So I'm referring back to what your first interview with Bob Hart, and at the very last of the conversation, he was indicating that LCDC would get in this, and, you know, apparently they, you know, they're already doing it. And the, I think what's going to happen is if you're out in the rural area, you want to build, or let's say you lose your house or structure or whatever, mm-hmm. that they're going to deny it.
I think it's a reasonable assumption. Isn't just about everything about rural land use planning, especially in a post-Senate Bill 762 world of Senator Jeff Golden, about finding a reason to say no, right?
Well, I think that if someone's got the money, they may be able to skirt those rules if you end up with a concrete structure out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Senate Bill 762 is essentially only the wealthy get to live in the rural lands. Ultimately, it may take some time to get there, right? It takes some time. But ultimately, that's where they want it. They don't want most people except the wealthy and the very well-connected to be able to live in rural lands. The rest of you, the rest of us, I should say, including yours truly, would have to be forced into a climate-friendly, equitable community, Cliff, right?
Right. And the outfit that appeal this is Rogue Advocates out of Ashland. Now, I'm trying to remember, was it Pepper Trail that said he loved the smell of smoke?
No, it was, Luke Ritiger was the guy who said that.
Okay, because I looked at their people on the board here, their board members, and I've seen Pepper Trail's name come up before.
Mm-hmm. But they all travel within similar circles. You have to think of that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And then what usually happens, I don't know if it's with LCDC or not, but a lot of environmental organizations made a lot of money challenging logging operations.
Yes, they did.
You know, timber sales. You know, that's the kind of the dirty secret.
Yeah, that was under the sue and settle rubric, right?
Yeah, that's where they got a lot of money. So.
Where do you think that do you think that environmentalists truly believe in this agenda of nobody gets to live outside of a city? Or do they look at it as just that under the guise, they honestly think that this is about protecting the rural and pristine areas, and that they'll still get a chance to look at it over the years? What do you think, Cliff?
Well, I think, you know, that their belief is that they want to protect the environment as much as possible, you know, be it farmland, mm-hmm. You know, rural areas or timber areas. And then, but if, you know, if they happen to be living out there and then it affects them, you know, it could come back home to roost on them. You mm-hmm. know, who knows?
Yeah, that's what I get. That's where I get concerned about, because you hear about these. I think the term is, there's some term, some investment term, which has been brought up recently. Was it like nature resource type asset of some sort, in which it sounds like a way that that Wall Street, the BlackRocks of the world. I'm going to have to look a little more deeply into it. I'm just spitballing, okay? So please understand. So don't hold me to the exact terms of it. But there appears to be an effort to strip mine the last wealth that would be in the United States of America that hasn't yet been financialized by the blob in Wall Street, and that is to the protection of these sensitive areas, and you end up commodifying that in a financial way. I don't know if you've heard about those kind of attempts, and I can't help it but connect this whole idea of getting people off the land, as in getting the land into the financial portfolios of the BlackRock types of this world.
Oh, yeah, that's been happening big time since the 08 crash.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if it's not residential housing, then it could be, well, you know, you end up strip mining the finances of the people by, you know, you get them off the rural lands, they end up getting put into portfolios of carbon sinks, you know, that kind of thing, right? You can see them, you know, playing that that angle of it too, among many others.
Right. And the other thing I want to kind of dive into here a little bit is that the standards for firefighting, and this goes to the volunteer organizations out there, and Butte Falls comes under this, is that the new standards is that Butte Falls Volunteer Fire Department may not be able to function anymore because of the costs associated with it.
Is this the OSHA, the new OSHA rules too, among many others?
Yeah, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so what could happen up there in Butte Falls is, you know, this LCDC is looking at this or governing this, and, you know, someone loses their house up there, you know,
will you be allowed to rebuild it? And if anybody else wants to try to develop something, will they be permitted to? Right. And so Agenda 2030 becomes a fait accompli under that rubric, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, even though there are some people who probably truly, truly have good intentions about environmental preservation, ultimately, is it about disenfranchising even the environmentalists from their creation? Ultimately, I just don't think they realize that at this point. They are truly the useful idiots in these land use decisions.
Well, yeah, it's just like the progressives eating their young. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone doesn't go along with that, then hold on to your position because you're going to be chased out of there.
Yeah. Cliff, I appreciate you bringing up the attention there to the Grants Pass story. Josephine County having been reversed, the changes to the Josephine County Fire Protection Code, which were sound, and it was something that was being done to find a way to make some accommodations to existing landowners there. We might have to talk with John West about that, or Herman, and certainly we'll be kicking that around tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Hey, good luck.
All right. Thanks so much, Cliff. Cliff from Central Point, 624 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG. What is on your mind this morning? We can talk about the, you know, Brandon going away. And, yeah, Katie, you know, it is assumed that it is Kamala Harris. And who do you think would end up being the VP pick? I mean, really, it was like kind of watching a Democratic version of a Godfather movie, you know, really. It's kind of like what was it? Was it Paulie or was it Fredo? You know, they gave him the kiss, right? The kiss of death. On we go. And everyone's praising him. The one thing I have to say is that Selena Zito had talked to John Fetterman, and John Fetterman kind of said words to the effect of, stop it with the platitudes and things like that. Essentially you were just stabbing him in the back, all right? Let's just be honest about it. But you know what it's like in Democrats? They're always talking about democracy. It's about democracy until the democracy votes for the wrong people, and then they have to put the shiv in, But we could talk about that and so much more. It's open phones for the first hour on KMED and KBXG. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
An intelligent solution is proactive. This is Randall at Advanced Air. Reluctance to service your automobile could leave you stranded roadside. Regular maintenance is intended to prevent mechanical failure. The same principle is true of your home central air system. Mechanically speaking, it is the engine that drives home comfort. There is never a convenient time to be stranded without air conditioning. Mature equipment typically fails when it's working the hardest, during extreme weather. Don't swelter in a hot house. Call today and enroll in Advanced Air's Comfort Club, a tiered planned maintenance program for home and business owners. Details at myadvancedair.com.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to tap. Here's a review from Joe.
I had a water softener in my well pump house and a reverse osmosis system installed. I had absolutely no problems before, during, or after the installation. The on-time technician was professional, knowledgeable, and skilled. I would absolutely recommend Siskiyou Pump Service.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is celebrating its 20-year anniversary as the Rogue Valley's car, truck, Jeep, and SUV accessory upfit headquarters. Specializing in spray-on bedliners, vehicle undercoating, tonneau covers, and the largest selection of fiberglass, commercial, and metal canopies in the area. Running boards, Nerf bars, bumpers, winches, and LED lighting are also on the menu, along with hitches, decked drawer systems, and bed slides too. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and get your vehicle ready for your next adventure.
Hi, I'm Lamont from Orleans, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Jackson County Fair wrapped up yesterday. Josephine County Fair, a couple of weeks from now. And from all descriptions, the fair in Jackson County went really well, but there's a challenge in Joe County. Hey, Jeff, you wanted to weigh in on a wrinkle happening when it comes to what the swine pens, the pig pens, over at the fairground, right?
Yes. It looks like... OSU has asked for all the pig pens back, and there's a bunch of people saying that it's just a political move on them to do it the last minute before the fair goes. But also, they had the 4-H people here in Josephine County are the ones that actually pulled it. And they had a truck out of California that came up here to help remove them.
Now, those pens that are on the fairgrounds property... That's not the property of Josephine County proper.
I believe it was purchased for the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And 4-H supposedly and OSU is saying that they had it, and there's a bunch of stuff, and they're trying to show the minutes on it, showing that it was raised for the county and not specifically for OSU or 4-H. But that's something that they have to prove, or they're going to have to show or something like that. But it was a complete fiasco. They had all the kids down there crying because everything's being taken away, and
so we have the OSU mafia saying, hey, you're not going to be paying for a budget next year, so we're going to dismantle anything that you paid for in the past. That'll show you for not paying the big. All right.
Supposedly, OSU is denying that they did it, even though the people from 4-H here, Josephine County, said that they're the ones that told them to do it. And then, of course, all the water lines were zip tied to the panels. They just ripped the water lines out when they removed everything. And it's the timing of it is very.
That's very strange timing, and this is looking like. State bureaucracy reprisal going on here. What I'd really like to know, though, is if they had the legal right to destroy this infrastructure, because this was taxpayer funded infrastructure. This was not OSU funded infrastructure. OSU doesn't have any money that wasn't stolen from a taxpayer before. Everybody should know that.
Hopefully there are several other counties now in the state that are going to talking about doing the same thing we did. And pulling the funding to OSU, so I don't know. it's going to snowball probably for him because of this, but.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm hoping, I don't know what the legal ramifications of this are, but if there's a possible way that these fairground managers are saying, hey, no one's taking anything out of this fairgrounds without our permission, without the county's permission, I think they better be doing that pretty quick. Have they destroyed it all, or have they just started taking it, from what you know?
I believe it's all gone. The sheriff was down there. West was down there. The sheriff said there's nothing he can really do.
Really?
It's a civil matter kind of thing, probably. So there's a lot of people that are there. You know, the fairground board members were down there trying to stop it, but they didn't want to, you know, do anything to get in trouble to stop it. They were just, you know, trying to get information.
Well, now, the way you stop it is that you just put it on a temporary hold. You just say, okay, hey, you know, if it ends up being yours, fine. But at the same time, you're doing this 2 weeks before the county fair, which seems to me like they're trying to destroy the kids that are not in 4-H. That's what it's looking like, right?
But the kids, there are several kids still part of 4-H, and now they won't have any either. So, you know, and they're the ones that actually took the stuff out. So I don't know. The good thing is everybody in the county is rallying around and saying we're going to make it happen and we're going to fix this. The active club and, you know, like a lot of people are like, no, what do we need to do?
Doesn't this indicate what bloodthirsty operators the extension service really is when you cross them?
And they said supposedly like Josephine County gave them like $1.2 million and they can only account for a third of it. So they don't even know the rest of them. And that was one of the reasons why the city, you know, withdrew the funding is like, where's the money going? And they can't show it supposedly. So.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you letting us know more about that story. Yeah, I saw some of that breaking over the weekend here, and boy, this makes it even more indicative on why OSU is no one to be sending taxpayer dollars for in this particular situation. I'm sure they'd be saying, we care about the children, and we just want to make sure. Hey, wait a minute. If you're not going to let us indoctrinate them into the world of misfit humans and get them all woke, you don't get to grow pigs. It kind of is what it looks like there, at least in Joe County.
Yep.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for that. 6:32. If you are on hold, we will get to you in just a moment. It is Open Phones this first hour on KMED and 99.3 KBXG. We'll check the latest news next. Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution.
Good morning.
Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with 3 Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Wildland fire crews continue to battle fires across Oregon sparked by last week's lightning storms while also responding to new starts over the weekend. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office ordered evacuations of a handful of campgrounds as the Diamond Complex continues to grow near Diamond Lake. In Jackson County, the only fire of concern is the 10-acre Canyon Creek fire, which is currently 100% lined. Oregon's Democratic congressional delegation is responding positively to Sunday's announcement from President Biden he's ended his reelection. Senator Ron Wyden says he supports Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the Democratic ticket. Republican Congresswoman Lori Chavez DeRemer's campaign questioned whether Biden is capable of finishing his term. Oregon's Department of Energy will again accept reservations starting Tuesday for the Oregon Rental Home Heat Pump Program. Owners of rental homes and manufactured homes can get a cash incentive for installing energy-efficient heat pumps and related upgrades. Bill London, KMED.
with SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden's abrupt decision to bow out of the presidential race and endorse Vice President Harris to be the Democratic candidate against former President Donald Trump has caused a political earthquake. Since Mr. Biden's disastrous debate in June, the Democratic Party has been in disarray. But on Sunday, Democrats started lining up behind Harris. Dozens of members of Congress and senators endorsed her. The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of part of an area in the Gaza Strip. It is designated a humanitarian zone. The military announced that Hamas militants have embedded themselves in the area and civilians should evacuate the eastern part of the humanitarian zone. On Wall Street, just before the opening bell, Dow futures were up 61 points. NASDAQ futures are ahead 225. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
Life's busy and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Bi-Coastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon Magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing soon. Winners will be announced on Wednesday, July 31st at bestofsouthernoregon.com. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. And if your business is interested in becoming a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon Magazine, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET.
637-770-5633-770-KMED to join in. A couple of stories we have in play this morning, including President Biden resigning. Kamala, apparently the heir apparent. But that's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed, but it does have a lot to do with who they can transfer the money to, because Brandon, of course, raised a lot of money before, and you just can't take that money away from him. There are just rules about this, and Kamala would be the person that you would naturally, you know, put into place here, that the money could be transferred to, unless, well, you know, has anybody seen Joe Biden since he announced the resignation? I'd just be very concerned that if I were Joe, that all of a sudden the Antonin Scalia version of MyPillow, the MyPillow model, the Antonin Scalia model of MyPillow would end up being used. And he just didn't make, you know, he didn't make it in his sleep. Oh, that's fine. You know, all of those battleground states that, you know, don't let anything change on the ballot unless you have unless you have the candidate die. You know, can you be too cynical enough when you're talking about politics in 2024 in the United States? Probably not, but we can talk about that or anything else on your mind. Gene's here. Let's get to the phones here. Hello, Gene. Oh, there's also the pig pen story in Josephine County Fairgrounds that they ripped out once OSU decided that we're going to take back what's ours. But wait a minute. It's taxpayer money that paid for this. Shut up, I guess. But what's on your mind, Gene? Go ahead.
I wonder if the taxpayers can stop paying for the county fairgrounds now. Since they think it belongs to them, they can pay for it themselves.
Well, OSU had nothing to do with paying for the fairgrounds, though. Fairgrounds is owned properly by the citizens of Joe County, though. So you don't want to mess with that, okay? It's a good fairground, just like Jackson County is a great fairground, too, you know?
Okay, one thing people are not remembering, Obama is the one who divided this country in the first place because he said him and his wife both are racist, and they divided the country. Also, if the Republicans with backbone were actually in office, could they kick the university out of the people's business? And where are the maps that they should send out to people about what they have decided that is not really real? Also,
when you're talking about the maps, are you speaking of the fire maps?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just I'll make the fire maps really easy for you, Gene, all right? You're in extreme fire danger. That's all there is to it. Unless you're in a climate-friendly, equitable community, especially in the downtown core, you're in an extra high hazardous zone, and you can't do anything. You just can't. It's just, you know, you have to build everything around you to allow the federal land managers to burn through your area, okay? Just remember that. Even you in little old Wilderville, okay?
Yeah, and the destroying environmentalists, they want Earth to look like the moon. Nothing on it.
Yeah, pretty much. Appreciate the call there, Gene. 770-5633. Let me go to line 4. Hi, good morning. And who's this?
Good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Hi, Francine. How are you after a wild weekend? I mean, I was talking about it being a calm weekend. Was not meant to be, was it?
Well, mine was very calm. Everyone on the property is out of town. I'm here all by myself with my dog and my cat and their cat, who I'm feeding for them. And other than smoky skies, I haven't set foot off the property.
Oh, good for you then. What's on your mind today, though, huh?
Okay, well, I did go into town, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week, and I had to go to the Grange and buy some cat food. And, of course, at the end, they always say, you know, would you like to donate your penny to, you know, donate your penny? And I said, well, who's it going to this time? And they mentioned some youth ag groups, including the 4-H.
Oh.
I said, well, I realize it's only a penny, but no. And she goes, okay. And I said, and if you're curious, why?
Okay, now, come on, Francine. The checker at the Grange was probably not curious as to why, but you were going to tell her anyway, right?
Well, naturally, but actually she was listening, but I wasn't. I realized at the time that I wasn't actually prepared. I didn't have all my talking points because I just wasn't expecting the situation. But the reason I'm bringing all this up is I think we should put our talking points together, because whenever we go, especially the Grange, where they will donate to 4-H, and I used to always say yes, you know, because I thought it was a great thing to help support. But now, of course, obviously, we've realized what it's become. And so we need to be able to say these things to the cashiers, even if they don't ask, because they and people around them will hear what we're saying.
So there needs to be feedback. And
well,
I guess the thing is, though, are all the kids in 4-H all woke now, or are we punishing the kids under the guise of what the adults want to do with everything in 4-H? What do you think?
There were a lot of good people and children living under Hitler, too, and they all ended up getting punished just because they were German. It's not their fault. It's not our fault. This is the way it goes. It's like it's bad. It's the organization's turned into something that was not what it was intended to be, and it is important for people to understand this.
I really appreciate your call there, Francine. That's really good.
All right.
Now, you have a cat. What cat do you have now?
Indiana Jones Adventure Kitty.
I love the name. Da, 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 da. Anyway, well, I just wanted to give everybody an update on, of course, Charlie, our new cat.
Your new baby kitten. Right?
Yeah, he's 2 pounds. Yeah, he's a kitten. He's 2 pounds of mayhem. And he has been eating nonstop. I don't think he was eating really well when he was in the shelter, right? Probably stressed out,
yeah,
whatever the case might be. And he was a little skinny when he came out.
Uh-huh.
And then he is just eating, and he would do this little prance, like he was so happy eating, you know, around here, doing this little, like he's kneading his little paws, his little orange paws, as he's eating, like doing a little dance as he's eating. And now he's been eating and eating and eating. And after a few days, he has a little banuni growing in his stomach area. You know, his stomach's actually fill out a little bit. And it's now gotten to the point where Matt, the grumpy 14-year-old uncle cat, that we're hoping he'll is been showing him the ropes, but is not real happy. You know, does not like having this energetic, 2-pound bit of mayhem because he's been very calm.
They're a pain. Yeah, you know, it's like at my age, going to get a job at a daycare.
Right.
Full of 3-year-olds.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And so Matt's looking at this thing, going, "What the heck is this?" And of course, Charlie wants to do nothing but be Matt's best friend. It's like, Uncle Matty, hiss, give him a little whap, don't run up to me, kid. But they're finally starting to bump noses and rub around a little bit. It took a few days, and now, they're eating out of the same feed bowl. Sometimes they can do that, no problem, sharing the water. Bit by bit, he's getting acclimated, so at some point, the 14-year-old elder cat's going to say, "Okay, you can sleep with me," that kind of thing. You can see it coming because Matt hates anything about change. Chester was completely different. He rolled with it. Matt was like, if you move his pillow to a different section of the couch, he's looking at you like, wait a minute, you know me, no change Matt, right? And
of course not, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, but it's getting better after a few days, okay? Just want to let you know.
That's really great. You know, Bill, you might have to get another young kitty at some point to be prepared. And also,
I don't know if I'm ready for 3 cats. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but you know what? The little kitten is going to need somebody to romp with. And if you know how entertaining 2 kittens are.
Yeah, 2 kittens are twice the fun and half the trouble. Yeah, I know. I get that. All right, but yeah, he's 2 pounds of mayhem, that's for sure. He may be 2.5 pounds of mayhem now. Thanks, Francine. 646. So there is the Charlie update. All right. We go to line 3. Hello. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Miner Dave.
Hey, Dave. How are you this morning, this fine Monday, after a fire hose storm of news over the weekend? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm doing okay, but I think it's going to be pandemonium at the Democratic convention. I was talking to a lady that I would say is real liberal, but we didn't talk about Trump.
Uh-huh.
We talked about Kamala Harris and how she hated her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, though, if President Trump needs
She was originally from San Francisco, so she
knows. Oh, so she knew her when she was a prosecutor there. Okay.
Right, right. She says she's the dumbest person she ever seen.
So a liberal told this. A liberal friend of yours told you this.
A liberal older woman. I don't know her age because I didn't ask and I never do.
But she's a woman of a certain age. We'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. Right. Let me roll this this quote by you, though. And Trump's comment on Truth Social. This is what President Trump ended up tweeting out. Crooked Joe Biden is the worst president by far in the history of our nation. He has done everything possible to destroy our country, from our southern border to energy dominance, national security, international standing, and so much more. He was annihilated in an earth-shattering debate, and now the corrupt and radical Democrats are throwing him overboard. He was not fit to serve from the very beginning, but the people around him that lied to America about his complete and total mental, physical, and cognitive demise. Whoever the left puts up now will just be more of the same. Make America great again. Now, what he said is true. Will you agree with me on that? What he said is true.
Yeah. I think it's true, and I think that we're going to have a repeat of 1968 Democratic Convention, especially if they don't nominate, put into their candidate as Kamala Harris, and mm-hmm. her numbers are worse than Biden's.
Yeah, right now they are. Okay, here's the question I wanted to pose to everybody, though. I just read President Trump's statement. Is that the right statement to take right now, especially as President Trump is trying to be a uniter? Because it struck me that the tone was extremely divisive. In other words, it's like twisting the knife. And I think if there was one time that President Trump might have been the bigger man and just kind of stand back and let your enemies destroy themselves.
Well, that's what I would do. I would let my, as long as my enemies are fighting, I don't have to fight them.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, and I love Trump, but I'm thinking this what might have been one time where it's just like, you say something, dare I say, presidential, What do you think?
I think that Trump should just... Trump's going to be Trump.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I think that he needs to. I think he needs to be a little bit more reserved and let Vance handle Kamala Harris.
You know, that's a very interesting thing. You know, in other words, have Vance be the attack dog and have Trump be the presidential. You know, the
right.
And it's just like, and it's like, you know, and I could see President Trump saying something like, "We've had huge differences, as you well know, and we look." You know, very forward to a debate on the real ideas here and the issues. And we look forward to, of course, kicking your butt in November, you know, that kind of thing, you know, something along that line.
Better one.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. 10 before 7. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know. If I were Trump, I would have just kind of, I would have toned that one down. I would have toned that one down because there's a time to kick butt and take names. He's already riding high. He's riding high. Do you want to cause any, you know, do you want to bring the attention back onto you when your enemies are destroying themselves? Let your enemies destroy themselves and move along. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just don't understand politics today. But maybe you do. And you can set me straight one way or the other. 770-5633. This is the Bill Myers Show.
The popularity of Fontana Roofing's metal division cannot be overstated. Well, at least it's exciting for those who get geeked by seeing metal being bent.
Okay, we'll see you soon. We've got another contractor who wants a tour of the metal shop.
How can you blame them? We're cranking out so much magical stuff, they want to peek behind the curtain.
The trick is to take it slow. There's a lot to take in, and you don't want to overwhelm them.
Yeah, they're like kids at the carnival. Ooh, check out the gutter machine.
Wow, look at all the colors and gauges they have in inventory.
There's so many profiles for roofing and siding.
Holy cow, look at that order of foundational flashing loaded on the trailer.
Whew, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the grand finale. Fontana's Mobile Metal Fabricator.
Ta-da! Fontana Roofing is now providing guided tours of their metal shop. Please make reservations early. Bringing a sack lunch is recommended. For more information, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy. So if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
One of the most interesting parts about Biden resigning over the weekend from the campaign, he's not resigning as president, but he's not running, not going to be running for president for 2025, the 2025 term, so here we go, is that now we have all of these compilations of Kamala Harris, and it's very entertaining. It's just a few. I could probably come up with about 15 to 20. There's all sorts of videos all over X and YouTube and all the rest of it, but just some of it.
We've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
Listen, I've been to the border before. I will go again. But when I'm in Guatemala dealing with root causes, I think we should have a conversation about what's going on in Guatemala.
So, can you commit right now that you will indeed visit the U.S.-Mexico border, and will you do it soon?
Jeremy, let me tell you something. Yes, I will, and I have before.
I've said I'm going to go to the border, and I...
When are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked... I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
I think it is important to look at folks like Haley and Kelly and also say we're going to take note of the fact that during the pandemic, over 2 million people, 2 million women people.
Women people. Okay.
Became unemployed.
Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws.
Okay. And then there's the cackles, too. You can't help it, the cackles.
Have to go back to school.
right?
They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And that's, they're not, this is a movement, I'm telling you.
Okay, it's a movement, all right. From the bowels, I guess, of Democrat policies. It's 6:55. All right, so you have Kamala. But I want to take it back to the pig pen controversy over at Joe County here for a little bit. Commissioner West, ears were burning. I gave you a call here a few minutes ago. Thank you for checking back in. Commissioner John West of Josephine County. Hello, John. Welcome back.
Hey there, Bill.
So tell us what is going on with, here it is, 2 weeks. We just had this successful Jackson County Fair. We got the Joe County Fair in a couple of weeks. And was it the 4-H or was it the Oregon State University Extension Service and went out and has been dismantling or yanking out the, is it the pig pens or something else? What was actually going on there at the fairgrounds?
So I got a call yesterday morning around 8:30 that 4-H Association was there removing 100 and some pig pens from the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Stating that they owned them. And so I immediately went down there and met with the fairgrounds and head of Josephine County Youth and Ag and multiple other citizens. And so they had created some paperwork from October 1st of 23, and they had some receipts for the pig pen panels, but the pig pen panels was all, that money was all donated by citizens and businesses through a fundraiser here local.
Oh.
So all the money was created here. It did not cost them anything. And so they're laying claim to it. And so they have this paperwork that I'm not sure how much of it is accurate. And so we called the sheriff. The sheriff come down, and to the sheriff's defense, you know, it's not his job to be a judge. He has to look at what paperwork. You know, we were caught off guard. This reminds me of a Democrat moment where you do something on a weekend.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a Sunday morning, and you're going to catch everybody off guard, hoping everybody's at the coast or at the fair or wherever they're at. And so OSU says, it's what had been reported to me, OSU says they had nothing to do with it, but certain high-level people's names are on the document as approval. So I'm not buying into that. I think they're trying to do damage control, which they're not doing a very good job because their name's on these documents.
Yeah, the timing of yanking out the pig pens 2 weeks before the Josephine County Fairground, under the guise of, well, this belongs to the 4-H, and 4-H, of course, not getting any funding from the county. Well, the fact of the matter is that it did get funding during this period when these pig panels were put in place. Isn't that a fair assessment of what's going on here?
Yes, yes. They were trying to do damage control and saying, oh, well, the commissioners told us to get all of our belongings out by July 26th. Commissioners never told them to remove the pig pens by July 26th because we never considered them to be 4-H or OSU property.
Huh.
And so we believe that we're going to probably meet in an emergency meeting today, and we're going to go over these documents, and it, you know, we'll look at every avenue available to us to get those pig pens returned. We will have fair. Our kids will have pens. We will work with other counties. We will work all the way through. We have businesses already stepping up, different people stepping up, saying we're not going to allow these guys to ruin 100 and some kids' fair time. And so this is not over with. And we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to make it very loud and clear. We believe there's documentation to show that that is property of the fairgrounds, and we're going to pursue that. And I think OSU and 4-H Association has picked a bad fight.
Yeah, and boy, it sure looks bad, too. Because given that there probably aren't a lot of there aren't many livestock kids left in 4-H right now, from what I recall, are there?
No, there's six or eight, something like that.
Six or eight.
The 4-H.
Uh-huh.
Four, six to eight kids in the livestock program, and they had the kids there making the kids help that are in the 4-H livestock. The adults had the kids there making them help.
Yeah, you can kind of see what this is all about. Oh, you're not going to fund this. All right, we'll show you. And yet, at the same time, when the community was raising money to purchase these pig pens a number of years ago, that's the way it was explained to me by another caller, that when the community was raising the money, they weren't raising the money for 4-H. They were raising the money for kids that were raising livestock. That's what they were really doing.
In Josephine County.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't doing that. Yeah, they weren't doing it for 4-H or 4-H's politics or political point of view. So do you think I don't know if you had a chance to talk with Wally Hicks, you know, county council, you know, about this as far as what the, you know, what legal avenues might be taken on this?
So we wasn't able to get a hold of Wally, but we was able to get a hold of the other county council, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was just only able to go by what, you know, we were reading and what we had. And she asked, you know, one of the main questions was, hey, where is our documentation to show? Well, you know, you've caught us off guard. It's a Sunday. We don't normally carry around that documentation. We have to go and start fumbling through 8-year-old file cabinets and all this stuff, you know. But, you know, the sheriff, even though the sheriff was there, and he's put in a very tough position, but he said, you know, I was one of the people that helped the fundraiser for this stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
when the sheriff was giving money, was he intending that if 4-H didn't get money, that all of a sudden they were just going to take the pig pens out of the fairgrounds? I don't know. There seems like there's some kind of, yeah, it's a little stinky. It's stinkier than an unclean pig pen. Okay. Yeah.
It's a retaliation, and, you know, go ahead and retaliate against me. But don't retaliate against the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
When you do that, you go too far. And, you know, it just shows that the commissioner's decision was accurate, and that OSU and 4-H Association thinks about themselves. They do not think about the community. They don't think about all these kids. There was no upside to them, and even one of the 4-H adults, association adults there, was asked, well, hey, we had one or two of the money clubs that helped buy all those panels, donated the bulk of the money and helped raise it, and they called and said, listen, we'll give you, even though you didn't pay one penny for those panels, we'll give you exactly what they cost for them to stay. And they said, absolutely not. These panels are going to go.
They just want to damage the fair. They want to damage the county. Yeah. That's what this is all about.
Yep. They were offered $80,000 that they didn't even spend, that was donated. They were offered that amount of money to leave them there. And they said, nope, we're going to take these panels and give them out to other counties.
Oh, to other counties. Very good. So other counties that haven't decided to cancel the funding yet. Okay.
Yeah,
so that tells you what this is. That tells you what this is all about. And the timing was not a mistake. This was pure retaliation. Boy, I'll tell you what, cynical politics in this, Commissioner West. Really, you know, to yank the pig pens out right before the Joe County Fairgrounds fair ends up starting. I appreciate the update on this. So emergency meeting today. We'll probably know more tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Take care. Be well. And I know that Joe County will do a good fight on this one. Thanks for the call. Okay.
We're not done with this yet.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Commissioner John West of Josephine County. It's 4 minutes after 7. This is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford. KBXG Grants Pass. We're going to talk with another county commissioner about a half hour from now. Commissioner Colleen Roberts just got back from NACO. And you know how Jackson County ended up having their smoke coordination, no prescribed burns in the summertime when we're during fire season. Well, it appears that there's been great progress made at making that a national county policy or a policy recommendation. We'll talk with her about that in around a half hour. Meanwhile, I'm going to be talking with a Seaside City councilor who is in hot water because he's had the temerity of questioning library policy in Seaside and Astoria. In other words, you know, should five-year-olds be going out there and getting close to porno books under the guise of a LGBTQIA plus agenda? We'll be talking about that. They have him on a recall right now. We'll get him on in a few.